Hi there. I'm Mary Hartman, Director of Education at Bard on the Beach, and this is The Merry Wives of Windsor in a Nutshell. Before I begin, I'd like to invite you to learn more about the location of our Shakespeare Festival. It's been called Snoq for more than 1,000 years by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You can learn more on our website, in your house program, or near the entrance to our festival site. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the In a Nutshell Talks, Global BC. The Merry Wives of Windsor is unique among Shakespeare's plays. For one thing, it's the only comedy set specifically in England. For another, it's got the highest proportion of prose and the lowest of poetry of all of Shakespeare's plays. And although several of the play's characters appear in the history plays about King Henry IV, The Merry Wives of Windsor clearly feels like it's set in Shakespeare's own time, around the end of the 1500s. The characters are familiar types, like the kinds of people Shakespeare's audience might have known. The situations were recognizable, with characters engaged in the popular activities of the day. You get the sense of a setting in which both Shakespeare and his audience would feel at home. So it makes sense that our production of The Merry Wives of Windsor is transported out of a London suburb in the late 1590s, with its references to bear baiting, coney catching, and tapsters. Instead, our production is set in the here and now, in the recreation center of a fictional Vancouver community where recognizable characters delight in yoga classes, karaoke, and lots of soccer. Because of these updates, you'll hear words and phrases that aren't part of Shakespeare's original script. So if when you hear the characters mention influencers, followers, content, and streaming, you think, "I don't think Shakespeare wrote that," you'll be right. The play has two main plot lines. The first concerns the antics of John Falstaff. In our production, he's the former star player for the local soccer team, the Windsor Stags. No longer the center of attention and a bit down on his luck, Falstaff has a plan: seduce two wealthy married women and rely on them to support him. He writes identical love letters to Alice Ford and Margaret Page, not realizing that the women are good friends. Of course, they compare their love letters and decide to take revenge on Falstaff by leading him on but then humiliating him. Meanwhile, the other key plot involves Mrs. Page's daughter, Anne. In our production, Anne is the star player on the women's soccer team. Because she also happens to be beautiful, accomplished, and rich, many people want to marry her. First, there's young Slender, who seems much more focused on boosting the number of followers on their social media than on love or marriage. But Slender's uncle, Justice Shallow, and his friend Hugh Evans seem to think it's a good idea, so Slender follows the plan. Anne's father supports this match. Next, there's the Francophone Dr. Caius, who has a fiery temper and even challenges Hugh Evans to a duel for supporting Slender's efforts to marry Anne. This then leads to a little subplot of pranks as the hostess interferes with the duel, and then Dr. Caius and Hugh Evans join forces to play a prank on the hostess. Anne's mother wants her to marry Dr. Caius. Finally, there's Anne's own choice, young Fenton, who in our production is the star of the men's soccer team. So we have the classic comedy setup of two young people having to outwit the older folks so that they can get together. When the play was first published on its own in a 1602 quarto, the title was A Most Pleasant and Excellent Conceited Comedy of Sir John Falstaff and the Merry Wives of Windsor. However, when it was included in the first collection of Shakespeare's plays, the 1623 First Folio, the title was simply The Merry Wives of Windsor. As Shakespeare scholar Jonathan Bate points out, this is the only play title in that book that belongs exclusively to women. Juliet, Cressida, and Cleopatra all share their titles with their respective lovers. Even the so-called shrew is identified not as the subject, but as the object in that title. So we can delight in the agency and centrality of these two female characters, Mrs. Ford and Mrs. Page. And we can delight in this play that is full of pranks and hijinks, but ultimately is about connection, acceptance, and community. The Merry Wives of Windsor is playing on the BMO main stage until September 19th. You can find the details on this and all the plays in our 2026 season at bardonthebeach.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Bard on the Beach.